Please welcome to the show Ebony's editor-in-chief, Miss Amy Barnett.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you for these very important covers. There are four different covers. This is for the September 2013 issue of Ebony. Tell us about the different covers, why you decided on these.
Well, of course, when the Zimmerman verdict came in, you know, we swung into action at Ebony Magazine because we realized that, I mean, this was a moment in history that was going to affect African Americans in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. I mean, this was potentially the catalyst for a new movement. And so it was up to us to figure out how we were going to react to it. You know what I mean? And when you're part of a big media brand like Ebony, you know, you have to really think about it, because Ebony has been the magazine of record for the African American community for the past 68 years. We're the oldest Black magazine in the country. So what were we going to do? How are we going to mark this moment and make sure the conversation continues? And so that's when we started to think about the symbolism of the hoodie and how Trayvon Martin's death could not be in vain. And so we decided to call, of course, Trayvon Martin's parents, who were obviously still in mourning, but who understood how important this cover was. So we photographed them and then their other son for one of the covers, and then we called three well-known folks who had been talking a lot in the media about the Zimmerman case, and who were also known to be fathers, you know, known to be strong advocates for fatherhood and for families. And so we called Dwayne Wade, who we photographed with his two sons, who of course wrote a book about fatherhood and has been very outspoken. We called Boris Kodjo, who was photographed with his son, who's another outspoken family man. And then we called Spike Lee, who's, of course, very political in a lot of different areas. And we photographed him with his son. And all of the men and their sons are wearing gray hoodies, of course.
Nice pictures. Real nice pictures.
To symbolize, you know, what Trayvon Martin's death has meant for our community.
Right, and the cover, it just speaks to you. I mean, it's in bold writing. We are Trayvon. So what type of conversation do you hope that this will spark, these covers? Because when you look at it, you immediately feel something, Amy.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because, you know, this is exactly what I wanted. You know, I wanted for the conversation to continue about what's going on with African-American boys in this country. I mean, of course, we want justice for Trayvon. We want that conversation to continue about what's happening with his case. But we want to talk about how African-American boys in America are being treated and are being affected and what kind of futures that they have. But we actually started an editorial series in our May issue called Saving Our Sons.
Saving Sons, yeah.
It brings awareness for sure, especially to our young boys, because I'm really big on my son. He's 16 years old, so it really, like, I'm so now on it about what are you doing, where are you going, what's happening. But it just brings awareness what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to basically continue something that we started in the magazine with the editorial features we've been running every month, called Saving Our Sons, in which we look at the issues affecting Black boys in America today, and how are we going to help them? What are we going to do? We can't just let these numbers continue that indicate that our boys are languishing behind their peers. And now there's basically, you know, evidence of almost a war on them. I mean, laws like legislation like Stand Your Ground make it not just dangerous, but illegal and maybe even lethal to be young and Black and walking down the street in America today. What are we going to do about that as Black people? So I wanted to galvanize my army of 11 million readers to figure out what it is that we're going to do about African-American boys and to equalize their opportunities.
Well, we certainly appreciate your effort, Barnett. I'm sure this will spark conversation and start a movement for some kind of change, because this is a serious situation. And
it's out of control.
Yeah, it really, really is. And fathers are so important to the families. They are so important. We want to thank you, Amy. We want to thank Ebony for doing this. And thanks to the stars and, you know, everyone involved. Yeah. yeah, Spike and Boris Kodjo and D. Wade, and of course the parents of Trayvon Martin, Miss Sabrina Fulton and Tracy
and
Martin.
Tracy Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so get your copy of the September issue of Ebony Magazine and check out the great articles and the columns, of course. And we want to thank you, Amy. Thank you. Good work, you guys.
Big round of applause to Ebony.
Yeah, for Ebony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Get all four.
That's
issues.
Major, though.
All four.
I want to know how they
get. Yeah.
How did they pick the celebrities? You know, Dwayne, Spike Lee,
well,
Forrest.
Yeah, you know, because like she was saying, I mean, these guys are great fathers.
Well, they've been speaking out about the whole
and they
issue.
Have been speaking out. Yeah. And they, you know that they have sons. You know they're active in their sons' lives. And
that's right.
You know. And that's basically it. You know, Spike speaks out about everything.
I'm paranoid every time my son leaves the house, man. I'm so paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
have to be.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. Where you going? Who you with? What's going on? I'll be texting him. Text me when you get there. Yeah. Text me when you're on your
way
back.
That's where you have to be.
You have to be that way. And when you have daughters as well, you know, and you have to explain to them. And you have to tell, I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to be your friend. I just need to know as your parent. It's for your own safety and good.
I'm even more terrified when it comes to a daughter. That's just.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go nowhere.
I know.
You a prison in this house.
Yeah, because you don't want to meet nobody like you, Tommy. That's what you're afraid of. Tell the truth. You know it's another young Tommy out there waiting.
Oh, Lord, I'm not ready for that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.